Welcome to Abide's Sleep Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. Remember, you can have full access to all our sleep stories commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433 for 25% off the app. Now, relax your mind and body as we hear tonight's sleep story.
Hello, and welcome to the Sleep Story from Abide. I'm James, and I want to thank you for joining me tonight for our story titled Peace, Loving Wisdom. Our focus will rest on James chapter 3, verse 17, which gives a beautiful and multifaceted description of wisdom. One of the words James used to describe wisdom from above was peace-loving. When we think about what it means to be peace-loving, we might imagine people from the past walking through the streets holding giant peace signs. However, God's wisdom is far greater than a peace sign. It's a beautiful characteristic that is enveloped in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, a peace that surpasses all understanding. With this kind of peace in mind, I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to be present with you tonight. As you settle into bed, let the words of James chapter 3, verse 17, enclose you like a comforting blanket of assurance. It says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." Let these stirring words of heavenly wisdom flow through you. Allow your mind to settle on the words peace-loving. As Jude 1 verse 2 says, "May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you." That is my prayer for you now, that God's mercy, peace, and love will be multiplied to you. As you hear scriptures tonight, I pray you are deeply settled in heart and mind, casting off all worries, doubts, and fears. Be blessed by this sleep story, a story of peace-loving wisdom from above. Now, please make yourself comfortable and filter out all other thoughts. Don't allow any distractions to pull you away from what God wants to say to you tonight. Whenever you feel your mind drifting to worries or responsibilities, please release them to the Father and find comfort in the words of this story. God is with you. He loves you. He wants to bless you with deep, restful, and restorative sleep. Take a slow breath in and exhale. Do this a few more times, feeling your body relax as you inhale and exhale. Think only of the Lord's presence and His wisdom from above. Let the words of James 3, verse 17 settle over you again. "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." Allow each heavenly description of wisdom to replace your worldly thoughts. If you're anxious, let pure wisdom wash over you like a refreshing waterfall, tumbling gently to the waiting pond below. If you feel tense, allow peace-loving wisdom to flow through every fiber of your being, infusing you with with perfect peace. If worry has a hold of you, remember the considerate, submissive, and merciful wisdom of God. His presence overcomes all worry. And if you are finding it difficult to ease your mind, let the fruit of heavenly wisdom ripen in abundance throughout your heart, mind, and soul. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. With the sweet, abounding fruit of the Holy Spirit residing in you, please allow me to open our story in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy presence here tonight. I pray for this listener to receive every blessing you have for them through the truth of the scriptures and your hand upon them. I ask for abundant blessing. Please, Lord, let your word go forth and work through your beloved child for your glory and their good. We praise you for wisdom that comes from above, wisdom that is unlike the wisdom of earth. For man's wisdom is limited, temporal, and lacking. Your wisdom, however, is pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of good fruit, merciful, impartial, and sincere. What beautiful attributes we get to focus on tonight as we seek the peace-loving wisdom that only you can give. Please watch over this child of yours and their entire household as they sleep. I pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. It's been noted that the King James Version of the Bible mentions peace more than 400 times. Think about that for a moment. Peace is so important to God. He repeats it throughout the scriptures over and over again. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, we read, "Comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." As we seek the love and peace of God, we are given the encouragement to comfort one another, agree with one another, and live in peace with one another. While it isn't always easy to do these things, there is blessing that comes from putting God's word into action. The God of love and peace will be with you. My friend, this is a promise from God. The scriptures don't say he might be with you when you live in peace with others. The Bible says he will be with you. Please allow this promise to bring you great comfort tonight. Breathe deeply of God's blessing over you. From the book of Acts, we read about a man who was known as Barnabas, the son of encouragement. The Bible says he was sent to a place called Antioch and ministered to the believers there. We read, "When Barnabas arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord." Imagine a man like Barnabas encouraging you to remain true to the Lord. His eyes are kind. His face is radiant with joy. His voice is gentle. His words are comforting. Barnabas was an encourager who promoted peace and unity wherever he went, full of the Holy Spirit and a man of great faith. He inspired the body of believers to stay true to Jesus. It wasn't by his own strength that Barnabas promoted peace, but rather by the gift of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Acts chapter 13. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." You see, Barnabas was set apart for the Lord's work, which was to encourage believers in the faith. All of us have a calling on our life, to be set apart for God and to walk in the purpose He has for us. A foundational part of our calling includes walking in the wisdom of God. In fact, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding." Wisdom is the principal thing. Let this truth settle deep in your heart tonight. Breathe in the wisdom of God, wisdom from above. As you fall asleep, let your entire being seek the peace and favor of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we seek your favor of peace tonight. Please give us your divine blessing. Lead us in your holy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Keep this beloved child in the fold of your heavenly peace tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. The Bible instructs us in the way of peace by saying, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." With Jesus, all things are possible. When we walk in the light of His countenance, we are at peace, and as far as it depends on us, we can live at peace with others. Of course, we have no control over how others react to us, and in this day and age, we are likely to face opposition. But God, our loving Father, sees that we are trying to live at peace with everyone, and He shields us from the arrows of the enemy. Don't let the adversary steal your peace. Ask the Lord to put a hedge of protection around you as you walk in heavenly wisdom. It's okay that others don't agree with you. It isn't your job to make them agree. Your job is simply to abide in Christ and let His Spirit work through you for God's glory and the good of others. It's that simple, my friend. It truly is. For Jesus says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." He invites you to share His yoke, to go to Him and release your heavy burden. Sometimes peacemakers feel the need to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, to make everyone around them happy. My friend, this isn't the peace-loving wisdom James spoke of. Remember, only Jesus was able to carry the weight of the world on His shoulders. He did it for you. Feel the burden released from your shoulders now, as you breathe in perfect peace from the Holy Spirit. Gracious God, please help this listener release any and all burdens to you. As they rest under your divine protection, help them feel the weight lifted. Remind them that being a peacemaker isn't burdensome, but beautiful in the power of your Spirit. Let the light of your countenance fall on them tonight, casting away the heaviness of life's burdens. Usher them into many hours of deep sleep, restorative sleep that refreshes every fiber of their being. Please fill their dreams with pure joy and peace in believing, for you Lord, are the center of our joy. Thank you for the example of Barnabas, a man of encouragement and peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. When Barnabas came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Hear the key words in that passage again. Grace of God, gladness, exhortation, faithfulness, steadfastness, and purpose. What encouraging words we hear every time we read the scriptures. What peace the word of the Lord gives us. Feel the peace of God hover over you like a refreshing mist after a gentle rain. Beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. All of these things are yours in Christ Jesus. Let peace like a river wind through your heart, mind, body, and soul tonight. He will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in Him, whose thoughts turn often to the Lord. Trust in the Lord God always, for in the Lord Jehovah is your everlasting strength. Lord, please be our everlasting strength and peace. Keep this beloved child in the fold of your hands, turning their thoughts toward you day after day. Please lead them in peace-loving wisdom, no matter what is going on in the world around them. Let their focus be always on you, on your will for their life, and on the hope they have in your Son, Jesus. For it is in His name we pray. Amen. Don't worry about the lack of peace you see in the world. God is still on His throne. His kingdom is advancing, even if we cannot see it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Rest in the comforting words of the scripture that says, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Be assured by Psalm chapter 4 verse 8 that says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Be blessed by the passage which says, now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. Hopefully, you are fully relaxed and at rest. With each breath, you are inhaling the peaceful blessings of God and exhaling every last bit of tension. God is with you. He loves you. He guards you as you sleep. Heavenly Father, thank you for your covering tonight. Over your precious child and their household, you stand watch over them. Give them the assurance of your presence, Lord, as they sleep better than they have in a long time. Assure them of your divine protection so they can rest fully under the gentle covering of your spirit. In you, there is comfort, care, blessing, and peace unlike any other. Thank you for your presence in Jesus' holy name. Amen. As we hear the words of James chapter 3, verse 17 again, let the descriptions of heavenly wisdom fill your soul. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. Allow this passage to lead you in the wisdom and understanding in which you desire to walk. Pure, peace-loving, gentle at all times, willing to yield to others, full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds, without favoritism and always sincere. What a contrast these characteristics are to the wisdom of the world. Instead of doing what feels right, we can walk in the purity and holiness of God. Instead of making our opinions known, we can promote peace at every turn. Instead of exerting our will and our way, we can offer gentleness at all times. Instead of pushing ahead, striving to be first, we can yield to one another in brotherly love. Just as God has been merciful to us, we can walk in the fruit of good deeds by the strength and power of the Holy Spirit in us. Letting go of favoritism and partiality, we can treat every person with sincere love and equality. This is the way of heavenly wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord. This is the way in which God desires we live. Yet he does not leave us to strive on our own. He gives us the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to remind us of everything Jesus taught. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. You can sleep in perfect peace tonight, knowing Jesus has overcome everything that tries to steal your peace. You are secure in him, 100% secure in the Savior. Let your surety in Jesus allow you to rest deeply without care, without any thought of lack. Feel the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, the peace that guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. He is with you. Perfect peace of God, unlike any other, settle over every heart, sister and brother. Exceeding joy and hope, fill the longing soul until they are made complete, happy, and whole. Heavenly wisdom found on high, rest on all who will. Surrender to your holy ways, peaceful and still. The way of wisdom is found in the ways of God. As Proverbs chapter 4, verses 11 through 13 tell us, I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in the way of wisdom. Hear his still, small voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. The narrow path isn't always easy, but it is always right. Wisdom leads us on straight paths with no confusion or misdirection. When you walk in the Spirit, you will be of sound mind and heart. Your purpose will be clear, and your plans will succeed for the glory of God. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. The way of wisdom is the way of God. Seek it with everything you have. Allow peace-loving wisdom to fill your heart, having compassion for everyone you meet. Remember that peacemaking doesn't always mean you agree with people. It means you promote the peace of the Lord while remaining true to His word. Psalm 119 reminds us, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong but follow His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees." My friend, blessing comes when we live according to the Lord's ways. Remain steadfast in Him. Seek Him in all things and be filled with peace-loving wisdom that comes from above. Heavenly Father, I pray over this listener tonight as they sleep peacefully under your loving gaze. Oh, how you love them. Thank you for giving them wisdom. Peace-loving wisdom that is far greater than the wisdom of man. Please bless your child with the peace that surpasses all understanding. Remove all doubt and replace it with the assurance that you are God and you are good. Thank you, Lord, for your word that leads us in the way we should go. I pray you will continue to lead this child on straight paths of peace, joy, and hope. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. As James so beautifully said, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." My prayer for you is that every attribute of heavenly wisdom will be yours. As you seek the Lord day after day, I pray you will be led by peace and love. For peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. May you continue to abide in Christ.